Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, world? It's Santiago. You're now live in the mix with Dr. Teresa Graham.
Good morning and welcome to Refreshing Waters Ministries Podcast.
Good morning and welcome to Refreshing Waters Ministries 30-Minute Chat with your host, Dr. Teresa Graham, broadcasting live from Fort Worth, Texas on this awesome, beautiful Wednesday morning. So happy that you were able to take the time out to listen to this 30-Minute Chat topic, Mine Your Beeswax. Have you ever met an invader of your privacy? A person who is lonely, faceless, heartless, and have nothing else to do but snoop or get the scoop of your business out of your mouth, racing around town from house to house, Facebook to Twitter with gossip, winning a gossip award as a busybody. A busybody could be your neighbor, your coworker, your friend, your family members, looking for goodies to share with anyone with a pair of ears. These busybodies are known as tattletales, telling everything they hear like a water fountain with loose lips. Busybodies are people who love the latest dirt, taking their ears as shovels and their tongues as dirt to spread untruth to anyone who will listen. The Bible does call busybody people, idle people, who are neglecting their work to race around town and to be on social media all day long working like ants in search for a juicy story. And the greatest weapons now a busybody has is their ears and their tongue, waiting to spread the information you thought was between you and them. Now, please understand, they don't want the information to put on the shelf for safekeeping. They want it so they can tell other people about your business. Scripture does talk about busybodies. Let's go to the Word. Here are 9 scriptures that talks about busybodies. Now, the first scripture is 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 13, where it says, "And whether they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tatters, also and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not." So you see, these people, they wander from house to house. They go from house to house, talking things they need not to be talking about. They tattletales, and they speak things that they ought not to speak. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 11 says, "For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies." Now, can I say these type of busybodies, honey, they don't even have a J-O-B. Their job is telling your business is their J-O-B, and that's what they do. They own their job, even though they're not working outside of the home or got some career going on. Baby, you have became their career because they're now being busybodies in your affair. Come on, somebody, help me out. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 11 says, "And that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you." So, in other words, 1 Thessalonians is telling what? Telling us that we need to shut our mouth, take care of our own household, our own business, amen, and work with your own hands, as we command you. Now, 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 15 says, "But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters." Amen? We're not to do these things. Busybodies, busybodies, I'm speaking to you today. You're not supposed to be in other people's affairs. Amen? Proverbs chapter 20, verses 3 says, "It is an honor for man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling." The Bible is calling you a fool if you're busybody and you're meddling in people's affairs and their business and telling it all. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to help somebody today. Mind your own beeswax. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 says, "Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly and not after the tradition which he received of us. We're not supposed to even be with these type of people. People that's telling all of your business, you see, and not minding their own business, you know. We're not supposed to be with these type of people. Amen. Leviticus chapter 19, verses 16. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shall thy stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. We're not supposed to be running up and down with these type of people. If you know you got a friend that's got a loose-lipped baby and telling everything, you're not supposed to be with them. Because guess what? They're going to tell your business. They're going to tell everybody's business. But see what they tell their own business. Come on, somebody. Help me out here. See whether they go and tell you and volunteer their own business. No, they come into your house so they can get the scoop on you, honey, so they can go out there and tell everybody about your business. And, baby, I see it all the time on social media. They're telling their business. I mean, it's nothing left. They want to tell your business. They ain't going to tell you what's going on with them. And I know ain't, it's not really a word. So please excuse me, because sometimes, you know, I can get to where I'm just letting it flow. Amen. Because I want to get this point across to you. Everybody need to mind their own business and stop trying to tear each other down, telling everybody else business. You got a friend that you thought was your friend, but baby, but before sundown is up down, before sunset, your business already done been broadcast to everybody who have a pair of ears. Amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 24, verses 2 says, "For their heart studied destruction, and their lips talk of mischief." Look at it. The word of God tells us, out of the abundance of our heart, our mouth speak. So this person who's with you, they're going to sit there and study you, and everything you say gets in their heart, so they're going to go off and tell stuff on you. Their lips, they're going to use their lips to try to destroy you. Amen. And Titus chapter 2, verses 3 says, "The aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things." Amen. An aged woman, she has wisdom. She should have wisdom. Amen. Amen. She shouldn't be running around telling everything and letting everything go. You know, one thing I learned from my mom, and I want to say this because I love bringing my mom up, because my mom, she have taught me some awesome things. Amen. My mom have always taught me things. That's why I used to look at my mom as a little girl, because my mom is a very wise woman. She have a lot of wisdom. You know, if my mama hears something concerning you or anybody, she never go around talking about it. I've never heard her talk about people. Never. She haven't even talked about my father. My father didn't raise me, okay? But she never went into details why they wasn't together, why they are not together. She didn't go around talking about people and scandalizing people. Now, I can honestly say that my mother, I've never heard her say negative things about people. Even when people have hurt her, she would not open her mouth. That's a wise woman. She is an aged woman likewise, that they be a behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. She's always taught me good things about the word of God, about God. But I've never heard my mother ever, and I can honestly say that. Amen. If you don't have anything good to say about anybody, keep your mouth shut. I mean, Facebook, Twitter, social media, people go on and they just try to destroy each other. They tell all their business. And most of it, what most people tell is a lie. So you really don't have to go and fight fire with fire. You don't have to go and try to correct that person because they went and lied on you through being a busybody. They have nothing better to do than to put your business on blast. You don't do that. You say you're a child of God, you love God. You just don't do that. That's not what you do. Amen. You learn to use your mouth to praise your sisters and your brothers. Lift them up. Encourage them in the word. Love on them. But when you start all this foolishness being a busybody, that's a sin. That is a sin. Amen. Here we see from scripture, the scriptures that I've read, being a busybody, talking things you ought not, can cause fires and can destroy other people's lives. Proverbs chapter 18:21 says, death and life is in the power of your tongue. Amen? Amen. And they that love it, it says, shall eat the fruit thereof. Okay? One thing, I read a scripture also, the scripture is racing in my mind, I'm trying to think of the scripture, but I remember when David said, I must guard my mouth because the enemy is ever before me. Amen? You can't say any and everything out of your mouth just because you feel like doing it. It's wrong. The ways that seem it right unto a man, there's end, there's destruction waiting for him. Amen? Okay, so you have to learn when someone comes to you with something that they want you to keep, you don't go tell everybody. Amen? You're a tattletale. Amen? And that's a sin. You run your mouth too much. You're loose with your lip. Amen? I've met people who thought their career of being a busybody wasn't harmful to the person they were spreading rumors about. Yeah, this was their career. They didn't think it was wrong to listen to what somebody said and then come tell you before sundown. You see what I'm saying? They got it hot off the press, you know? They never stop and think before they speak. They just let it rip like loose water, not realizing loose lips sink ships. Amen? I did a sermon about loose lips sink ships, amen, some years ago. Maybe I need to do that again. Okay, maybe I need to preach that sermon again so someone can understand. Your lips will sink somebody's life. It will destroy people. It will tear them down. That tongue that you have in your mouth, honey, will start fires. Trust me, it will tear down kingdoms, that tongue in your mouth. And we have to be so careful about what we're saying about our sisters and our brothers. We say we love them. Lord, I love them. But yet you find yourself tearing them down with your mouth. You can't do that, people of God. You can't. You can't. You see what I'm saying? Loose lips will sink ships. We have to mind our own business. I don't understand why people get in other folk's business because they're not taking care of them. I don't see you paying Mr. Light bill, Mr. Water bill, paying Mr. Mortgage note, paying a car note. I don't see you putting food and clothes on somebody's back, but yet you go to their house so you can see what you can see. Then you run and you tell it. That's a busybody. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to help somebody today. If that person is you and you're listening to this broadcast this morning, stop being a busybody in other people's affair. Amen? Can I just say gossiping and being a busybody is a sin? It's a sin. Now, how does God feel about this sin? Let's look at scripture. I love scripture. That's why I do the shows that I do, because I love to serve the word, dominion, just like it is. Amen? Amen. I'm not going to add no salt and pepper to it. But we will always go to the word because I love when the word can back up what I'm saying. Okay? God hates a busybody. Amen? And a busybody is sin. Okay, let's look at Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. Okay? And you can always go back and listen to this show because the scriptures will be there if you didn't catch them or you didn't write them down. But you can always go back and keep listening to the show, and then you can hear the scriptures, okay? Okay, Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19 says, these six things doeth the Lord hate. Notice what it say. Hate. These six things doeth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, gossip, and hands that shed innocent blood, murderer, and heart that devises evil imaginations, evildoers, feet that be swift in running to mischief, thief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord amongst Brethren, that's a busy body. From scripture, let's see, can you pick out the words that describes a busy body? Let's read Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19 again. And when I get to the word that describes a busy body, I will say, keyword, write it down. Okay, let's read. These six things the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him, a proud look, a lying tongue, gossip. Keyword, write it down. And hands that shed innocent blood, murderer, and heart that devises wicked imaginations, evildoer. Feet that be swift and run into mischief, thief. A key word, write it down. A false witness that speaketh lies. A key word, write it down. And he that soweth discord among brethren, busy body. That's a great key word. Amen. Write that thing down. Amen. Did you know that the Bible says you are a fool if you spread what you hear? Did you know, and I'm not calling you fool now, I'm giving you the word. I want you to listen to me real closely, because a lot of people need to mind their beeswax. Amen? Did you know that? Did you know that the Bible says you are a fool if you spread what you hear? Proverbs chapter 10, verses 21 says, the lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. And Proverbs chapter 10, verses 14 says, wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. Amen. We now know, we know that busybodies will get into your personal business and repeat things and information you might not want anyone to know. If you are a busybody today, can I just give you a verse to write down, so that you can rehearse it over and over in your mind until it sinks deep down in your soul? You know, we want that in your heart. Amen. Psalms chapter 19, verses 14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. How about you need to write that down? That's Psalms chapter 19, verses 14. Amen. Let the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Can I just say, if you're a busybody and you running around gossiping, lying, and tail bearing and doing all kind of foolishness, guess what? You're not acceptable in the sight of the Lord. You're not. Because that's a sin to him. You shouldn't use your mouth as a weapon against your sisters or your brothers. And some people, they want to come and they want to be fly with it. You know, they want to come and see what you got to say so they can hear it. And next thing you know, they go and tell somebody else. But by the time they tell what you said, it's different. It's not even what you said. It's not even what's going on in your life. They just add a little bit more to it to make it sound real good. You know, that's the reason why we have television. That's what it is, television. On television, you hear all kind of gossip. You hear all kind of news. You hear all kind of foolishness. That's why I don't do TV that much, because I cannot allow that gossiping stuff to get in my, the spirit to get in my soul, in my heart. Amen. You can tell a lot of people who watch a lot of drama, a lot of television. You see, you could tell a person, okay, because they become what they see. Okay, they imitate what they see. So when you're looking at television and you're looking at all this drama going on, then you become messy. And that's what a busybody is. They very messy. Oh, my God. I keep it raw now. I give it to you just how I feel it. Amen. I'm not going to sugarcoat this thing just to make your flesh feel good, because this is a cutting time today. Amen. We want to cut this busybody spirit out of your soul today, because it's a sin unto the Lord. You can't use your mouth any kind of way and expect to praise God with the same spirit that you're walking in as a busybody. Okay, so we need to go ahead and cut that right now. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm trying to help somebody today. And if you're getting surgery today, that's okay. Nobody knows you. Nobody know you listening to my to my show. Amen. You just go ahead and get that cut and let's get it on. Let's get it right. Amen. Glory be to God. That's just the way it is. Amen. Because the word is right all by itself. Now, mind you, I do know that we were saved by grace. Amen. We wasn't saved by works, but you still got to do your part. Amen. Amen. Come on, somebody. I don't need no excuses. We need to get in the word of God for ourselves, pray to the Father, allow the Holy Spirit to do surgery in our lives. Amen. Stop us. Let him kill that busybody spirit in you. Amen. Glory be to God. Okay. Well, the Bible also says, can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? And that scripture is found in James chapter 3, verses 11. Let us know that we are commanded through scripture to not be found a gossiper, a evildoer, a thief, a murderer, and a busybody in other men's matters. Amen? We all need to follow this rule. We need to make sure our speech be better than silence. Otherwise, we need to be silent. We need to keep our lip zipped, okay? Because loose lips will sink ships. I don't care how you look at it. If you are a gossiper, you're so busy in other people's affairs, then your lip is going to sink somebody's ship. Come on, somebody. I feel a preach right there. You have to be careful what you say about people. Amen? If you have nothing to say good about that person, keep your mouth shut. Amen? Keep your mouth shut. Amen? Don't allow that busybody spirit to ensnare your future. God, I feel you, Holy Ghost. Amen? It's time that you love your sisters and your brothers for real. I ain't talking about no faking and shaking love. I'm talking about that real love. Glory be to God. Open your mouth to praise them and help celebrate them. Amen. Don't tear them down with your mouth. If you have nothing good to say, shut your mouth. Amen. Let God repay. God will repay. He said, vengeance is mine, I shall repay. You don't have to do nothing, because if God be on your side, who could be against you? Amen? But busybodies need to realize you become what you are. Amen? Somebody's going to do it to you. Amen? Somebody's going to tell your business, and they're probably already telling your business. You just don't know it. It hadn't caught up with you yet. They're probably talking all about you, and you thinking you got it going on. Yeah, I got to go tell this little piece of news. Honey, you better shut your mouth. Glory be to God. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verses 12, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Now, my question is for the busybodies who can't seem to mind your business, your own beeswax, amen? How would you like if you met another busybody like yourself and everything you've told them was plastered all over CNN news before sundown? How would you feel? Tell me, how would you feel? Well, let me please answer the question for you, if I may. You would be jacked up about it and start speaking to, you see what I'm saying? You would be so jacked up about it, amen, and stop speaking to your lookalike, your busybody, your competition, your twin, amen? You would stop speaking, amen, because Mr. or Mrs. Busybody have went out and they did the same thing you did, amen? And for those of you who experience now a busybody, who've been hurt by a busybody, let me just bring it down a little bit. Please forgive them. Whether they ask for your forgiveness or not, pray for him and show them love. You're loving them in spite of their mess, their messy ways, their busybodies, their loose tongue, water-filled lip running, sinking ship. Lip sinking ship. In spite of their mess, it would lead them to the Lord. Amen. Because if you're showing love to them at all times, it can lead them to the Lord. You don't want to run them away. You don't have to mess with them. You don't have to deal with them. You can love them from afar. But see, we have to get in our heart and in our mind. This is what I want you to get. When you say you love the Lord, you must also love your enemies. You must also love the busybodies. You must also love people who have wronged you and hurt you, regardless of what they do. If you feel a certain way about them, hush. Don't say it. Don't spit it out your mouth. Ask God to deal with it and make sure your heart is cleansed so you won't feel a certain way about them. You see, so it won't get in your soul and in your spirit and cause you to walk out of the will of the Father in error. You see what I'm saying? It's okay to get angry, but you're not to sin. You see, it's okay to blow off some steam, but you're not to walk in sin. Amen. Don't allow this busybody person to keep you in bondage or have power over you. When you find yourself angry with somebody and all worked out, done, that means they got power over you. I can't tell you how many times people have lied on me who have went out and been busybodies, call themselves trying to tell some stories on me and ain't telling it right. Amen. It happened to me in my own family, someone close to me, a couple of people that was really close to me, and I'm not naming no names because I don't want to put them on blast. Amen? But it hurted me to my soul. It hurted me. It made me cry. Yes, I cried because I knew what they were saying was a lie. I knew I didn't do those things, and God knew I didn't do those things. I knew I'm not that type of person, and God knows that I'm not that type of person. But this person, they went out and they just all over Facebook, they tried to destroy me. I mean, oh my God, they tried to, oh my goodness, I couldn't believe this. I was like, really? And I've had a couple of friends, that's my friends, that called me, and they were upset about it because they knew that was a lie. They knew me. Okay, and family members called and said, you know, they checked on me to see whether I was okay. And I was fine. To be honest with you, God is my secret witness. He would judge me if I tell you something wrong. I was fine. One thing I've learned, you cannot be a people pleaser when you're walking in ministry, point blank. Because you're going to have folk that's going to do some things to you that's going to make you want to cause you to lose your mind. But if you stayed, your eyes have stayed on Jesus, and you know that he handpicked you and chose you for an assignment, you can't be looking at your left or your right. You got to stay focused on Jesus. You can't worry about who's for you and who's against you. You have to keep your mind on your assignment. And I know that the devil will always come. John 10:10 said, the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. The devil will always come to try to catch you slipping and try to throw you off of your assignment. But you have to realize that these hidden snares will come. When these things were being said about me, this person, they were busy. Oh, yeah, they were busy lying. That's what they were doing. They were busy telling a lie. And I knew it was a lie, and I didn't have to fight that. One thing I will say, we all got a pass. Praise you, Jesus. We all got a pass. Amen? But I am woman enough to say who I was and who I am. I don't have to hide and lie and pretend, because guess what? God know who I am. And he know that I'm telling the truth. And the things that were said about me, oh my goodness. I never was one who drank, never drank in my life. I never partied, okay? I never was on drugs. I couldn't tell you about no drugs, cigarettes, reefer, whatever out there, drug, crack, or whatever. Never did these things, okay? But the things that were said about me, they hurted me. Now, they didn't say I did these things. They didn't say that, you know. So they couldn't say that because, first of all, that definitely was not true. But the things that were said about me, it hurted me because it was from two people that's dear to my heart, dear to my soul. And to hear them speak that way about me hurted me. So that's why I'm saying you can use your tongue as a weapon to try to destroy somebody's character when you know that it's a lie. All because you're mad because they're not going to get down with you when you're in the wrong, period. That's just the way it is. I'm not going to run with you when I know you're in error. Okay, right then and there, I just lost somebody, okay? I'm just telling you straight up because I want you to check me when I'm wrong. I invite you to check me when I'm wrong. And I would take it like a woman and say, okay, you know, I apologize. Let me go to the Father, repent, and I'll get it right. That's just the way I roll right now. Because I'm going to tell you something. I went through too much to be playing silly games. I went through too much to not live my life for the Lord. Amen? Of course I'm not perfect. Never will I be perfect on this earth. Not until I get my glorious body, amen? But I don't want to be judgmental. I don't want to go and try to tear people down because I'm angry and upset that they hurt me or they did me wrong or they said the wrong thing. No, that's not what we do. As God's children, he said our love will identify us as being his disciples, not our degrees, not our education, not our bank account. It's our love that shows people that we are his disciples. So you got to have genuine love. You don't belong to God if you don't have love. I'm telling you now. So if you're walking around talking about, I hate Billy Bob because he left me with 12 kids. I hate Mary Sue because she went out and got a weave job like mine. Baby, let me tell you, get rid of all that. Because guess what? You don't belong to God if you don't have love for your brother or your sister. The Bible says, how could you say you love God whom you have not seen and hate your brother who you see every day? The Bible calls you a liar. Come on, somebody, help me out today. God, I feel like preaching, but this ain't the preaching time, amen? But I just pray that you are receiving something from this word on tonight, amen? But you have to forgive this person who hurt you. Jesus said, but if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Amen. Now, that scripture is found in Mark chapter 11, verses 26. Amen. Praise God. You have to forgive. Forgive is very important. I know you got some friends who are busybody. Every time you look around, they're on Facebook telling it. They're on Facebook trying to make it happen. You know, they CNN news. Honey. You need to go ahead and get you a job with CNN if you want to go ahead and be busy and tell everything, amen, broadcast everything, amen, amen. So, well, I hope I didn't step on no toes or anything, but you know, I this is the only way that Teresa know how to be. I tell it like it is. I give it to you like it was given to me through the Holy Spirit with love, amen. I don't know everything. I don't profess to know everything. I'm learning every day just like you're learning. But I want you to get this. Mind your beeswax. Amen? Learn to mind your own beeswax. Know that being a busybody is a sin unto the Lord. Amen? Well, this wraps up my 30-minute chat Wednesday. I pray that you have been blessed by the show. And I hope that if you were the one with the running water mouth, you would now think twice about telling everything and use your mouth to praise your sisters and your brothers. And if you feel now, if you feel you need to tell everything, you might want to check into becoming a news reporter and get paid for your info. I'm just saying. I'm just saying now, y'all don't be writing me, sending me no emails or hit me up on Facebook talking about, you know, hey, Dr. Graham, you wrong for that. Why you said that? I'm just saying, if you feel that you got to get in your friends and families and coworkers' face and just to hear what they're saying, and then before you can, before they turn it back good, you done went and told somebody else, you on your cell phone, you know, you done called up 7 digits and you telling everything, then baby, you need you a JOB with CNN and see whether they can hire you, because, honey, you need to get paid. See, you're not getting paid running from house to house, telling everybody's business. So get paid, honey. Get a career. So with that said, again, I pray that you have been blessed. Also, before I go, I just want to make clear that this is the last show this morning. We will resume our shows January 2016 on the 2nd. Amen. We're going to start with new shows, and the show will be The Girls Around the Table, Let That Revenge Go. We're going to be talking about letting that revenge go, because so many people have grudges and revenges against their sisters and brothers, and they don't understand why their life is so tore up from the flow up. Because you got a revenge, you trying to take revenge out against somebody. You're setting up snares right now and traps. You're saying all kind of things. You're in bondage. So it's time that you let that revenge go and get it right. You can't say you love God and hate your sisters and your brothers. God is God. He know what she said to you. He know what he did to you. You don't have to take out revenge against somebody. The Lord said, vengeance is mine, I shall repay. Go to the Father who created that person. Amen. God can get him right better than you can. Amen. Glory be to God. I love when my daddy work it out for me. When he know, he tell me, be still. Be quiet. You ain't got to get back with them, as they say, snap back with them. All you have to do is be quiet. Shut your mouth. Listen. Trust God. Amen? That's who I trust to fight my battle. The battle is not mine. It's the Lord. So I depend on God to fight for me. And that's what you have to do today. Depend on God to fight for you. Amen? Glory be to God. I wish I had some people to call in. Amen? We would have had a good time. Amen? But that's okay. But at this rate, I give God all the praise and the glory. Amen. I know many of you are preparing for Christmas and the New Year's. So I'm going to say to you, Merry Christmas. Have a blessed Christmas and also a New Year. Amen. And I'll see you next year on the show. Like I said, we will have the girls around the table. Let the revenge go. Amen. This is Dr. Teresa Graham, refreshing you with the word of God. And remember to hug somebody today and tell them you love them. God bless you until the next show and until next year. Have a blessed year. Bye-bye.